Don Ratcliffe was director of national intelligence during Trump's first term. Senator Lisa Murkowski announced she will vote against confirming Pete Hegseth to lead the Pentagon. The Alaska Republicans' decision comes ahead of a crucial test vote to advance Hegseth's nomination toward confirmation. President Trump delivered a simple message to global leaders at an economic summit in Davos, Switzerland. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton with that report.
The president made a blunt pitch for companies to bring manufacturing to the U.S.
Come make your product in America, and we will give you among the lowest taxes.
And he followed that up with this warning.
If you don't make your product in America, which is your prerogative, then very simply, you will have to pay a tariff.
Speaking by video to the annual summit, the president also mentioned Saudi Arabia's willingness to invest hundreds of billions of dollars in the U.S. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, a pair of lawmakers introduce a bill to end China's preferred trade status. Bernie Bennett reports.
The Restoring Trade Fairness Act, legislation to revoke China's permanent normal trade relations status, was introduced Thursday by a pair of bipartisan House lawmakers, building on a GOP effort last year to repeal Beijing's preferential trade status. The bill would solidify efforts by the U.S. across successive presidential administrations to impose more costs on over what is criticized as Beijing's unfair trade practices. Michigan Republican John Molinar, chairman of the House Select Committee on Countering the CCP, introduced the legislation in the House alongside New York Democrat Tom Sousey. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
A similar bill was introduced in the Senate by Republicans Tom Cotton of Arkansas and Indiana's Jim Banks. This is SRN News. A pro-abortion government website goes dark.
On the day President Trump took office, reproductiverights.gov disappeared from the Department of Health and Human Services online platform. The site was established during the Biden administration, and it states on its opening page that, quote, abortion is an essential part of your health and well-being. Pro-lifers are cheering the decision by President Trump to get the federal government out of the business of promoting abortion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration directing that all federal diversity, equity, and inclusion staff be put on paid leave, and that agencies develop plans to lay them off. On his first day in office, the president ordered a sweeping dismantling of the federal government's DEI programs. There has been a general nationwide backlash against the DEI regime, especially over its promotion of the LGBT agenda in the workplace and the schools. This is SRN News. Frigid winter weather in the Big Apple makes rodent control more difficult.
Extreme cold in New York City has been rough for people and for rats. New York's rat czar, Kathleen Karate, says this type of cold stresses out rats and puts them in their burrows. It means the city doubles down on efforts to find them and get rid of them. The city's wild rat species, called the Norway rat or brown rat, doesn't hibernate in winter but does become less active. Karate says the cold also suppresses breeding, which is really the rat's superpower. One rat researcher says some of the animals likely will freeze to death, especially if they're already sick or malnourished. I'm Ed Donahue.
A man who entered the U.S. Capitol with a handgun in his possession and took a tour of the building has been arrested and faces weapon charges. The 27-year-old man from Massachusetts was arrested after leaving the Library of Congress. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.